David Judd, we're all, I say we, people who follow the London theatre scene quite closely, are reeling from the news that the BAC may be faced with closure as a result of Wandsworth Council's decision to withdraw funding, and I think also to increase rates of occupancy for the BAC. Do you want to just explain, some people, and myself included, aren't entirely up to speed on what's happening, what's going on?
Okay, so we received a letter on the 10th of January from Wandsworth Borough Council, which explained that they wanted to cut our grant from £100,000 per year to zero, with effect from April the 1st. And they also wanted to renegotiate the terms of our lease, which ends in May, and they wanted to go from a position of charging us a peppercorn rent for the building to charging us £150,000 a year commercial rent for the building, and also charge us £120,000 a year maintenance. So in simple terms, that's a net impact of £370,000 on our budget next year, which in that valuation is around 30% of our turnover, so is not a viable position for BAC to be in.
Meaning that as a result of this, if any part of this, or indeed, I didn't quite know whether it can be broken down into removable claims by the council, but essentially if a significant portion of this goes ahead, you will close as an organisation, is that right?
So that's exactly right, yes. If the council's proposals proceed, then we will be forced to close.
And what is there to play for here? I mean, in terms of the BAC's ability to survive, I mean, this sounds such a huge amount of money that, I mean, is there any amount of kind of funding cut that the BAC could sustain roughly and survive, or is it pretty much on a knife edge as it is?
Well, BAC, if you look around you in this office, you can see that it's not the world's best resourced arts organisation. We are critically underfunded in certain key areas, so we don't have slack. For example, our reserves stand currently at about £30,000. Now, most arts organisations will tell you that they ought to have reserves of a significantly much more healthy amount than that. So we really are not in a position to take a hit. But there is a position which Wandsworth Borough Council themselves have put forward, which is that they've gone on record themselves to say that they would be prepared to fund BAC in proportion to its local, in line with the proportion of its local audience, which essentially means that they would fund us to the tune of our local audience. And actually, BAC has an incredibly healthy local audience, around over 25% of our audience for our theatre and workshop programme actually come from the borough of Wandsworth, which, you know, as other theatres will tell you around London, is actually a really terrifically high local percentage. And actually, in terms of what Wandsworth is currently supporting us, it's under 25%. So by the terms of their own argument, it does suggest that they actually ought to be supporting us slightly better, or at least that they're actually getting a very good deal for the money that they invest in BAC at the current moment.
And I suppose you may find it hard to paraphrase the exact line of argument that's been put to you. What is their beef with the BAC? What is it that you haven't been doing, or is it actually nothing to do with your policy and achievements?
Well, as they have gone on record again over the last week, that they think BAC is great. Councillor Malcolm Grimston has said that BAC is a terrific resource and fantastic for Wandsworth. Their beef is that BAC is not just a local theatre, but it's also a regional theatre, and that they think that therefore regionally money should be invested in BAC more than it is locally. But actually, of course, that is exactly the case of what happens at the moment, in that the Arts Council currently invests almost twice as much money every year than Wandsworth does. Its standing grant to us is nearly £500,000 a year, and also we often receive a project grant, often for a Christmas show at BAC, of around £60,000 or £70,000 a year. So that doesn't really stack up as far as we're concerned, in that we think that actually regionally there is quite a lot of heavy investment in BAC already. We also bring to the organisation around £250,000 worth of grants from outside the borough. In fact, actually, through BAC's occupation of this building, we bring into the borough, through cash grants, £2 million of investment into the borough of Wandsworth. And that's without all of the kind of economic impact of people walking up the street and buying pints of beer and eating pizzas on the way to the theatre. So we think that actually we balance our very strong local audience with our regional impact and attracting people to Wandsworth very well.
And so their argument, underpinning their argument presumably, is we've got to find cuts somewhere. If we don't find cuts here, it means, I don't know, X number of school children are without certain services, older people may suffer. It's nothing to do with us, Gov, it's central government. Is that the kind of rough buck-passing point?
Yeah, that's exactly what Wandsworth are saying, and you would need to talk to them, obviously, to get the details of that argument, but they're essentially saying that we have to make £5 million worth of cuts across the borough. These are painful decisions, they're not our decisions. But of course, we say that they are their decisions, and we're also saying to them, listen to the voices of Wandsworth, because it's been just extraordinary since Tony Blair was asked a question in the House of Commons last Wednesday and the news became public, and then there was a local piece on the front page of the Wandsworth Borough News. Just the number of people from Wandsworth who've contacted us and said what an important and valuable resource the BAC is to them. And that's right through from people who are artists or who use the building for workshops or come here in the morning to come to a play group or got married here, but also through to local businesses as well. The chair of the Clapham Town Centre Partnership has written to us with an extraordinary piece comparing us to a park and saying actually what an important valued public space this is and how people come here to kind of laugh and cry and grow and learn. So we've had support from all quarters of Wandsworth, through from business to community groups to audience members to, you know, folk who just live up the street and come in and drink a cup of coffee. So we're obviously encouraging Wandsworth to listen to those voices, and many of those people are telling us that they're writing to their local councillors, and that's, you know, terrific to be privileged to have that kind of support.
In a sense, what's going to win the argument or win the campaign is quite clear sets of counter-argument about funding, so forth, what kind of practical and economic benefits BAC brings to the borough, as it were. It's a local question, I suppose, but for the benefit of those people who may not or may need reminding about what, in a sense, would also be lost, if this kind of local piece of the jigsaw went, then there would be a knock-on effect to its BAC's kind of, I suppose, national and clearly regional achievement. So what you've been here since 2002 as artistic director, but I mean the last 25 years you've just been celebrating, what would you pick out as, in a sense, quintessentially BAC could only really have happened here?
It's a good question, and we've been looking through the archive over the last 6 months because it's our birthday, so we've been celebrating it until this moment, and actually the extraordinary wealth of artists that have come out of BAC are incredible. People who've obviously played out a really important part in British theatre and British culture, but have clearly gone through a specific stage in their development, often at a very early stage in their development. So companies, right through from companies like Complicite to Knee High Theatre, but also companies like the David Glass Ensemble, but going back right to 1982 to Cheek by Jowl, who performed here on a regular basis. And there's a kind of extraordinary wealth of different kinds of artists and different kinds of companies that have been supported by BAC. But also more recently through the development of the Ladder of Development and Scratch, clearly in shows like Jackson's Way or Jerry Springer the Opera that have grown up through that ladder and been successful. I think, yeah, I mean, it's a massively rich resource, and we've recently been sort of drawing a tree, which is a kind of picture of all of what's happened at BAC over the last 25 years. And when you trace through the roots, not just in terms of artists, but also the companies that have been resident here and the cultural leaders that have grown out of this place, from Jude Kelly to Simon Meller to Tom Morris to kind of extraordinary producers like Geraldine Collins, like Kate McGrath, who's, you know, with Fuel are now producing the Lyric Theatres programme. I mean, it's just an astonishing list of people who are now so influential and important and who we kind of value their contribution on a sort of daily basis. And I think, you know, a huge amount of that contribution is due to the fact that it's been in this building. I sort of have a great belief, looking through that archive, actually this sort of, and actually another whole stream and strand or branch of our tree has been all the kind of comedians and TV stars that are now, you know, from the League of Gentlemen to Little Britain to Harry Hill to, I mean, it's remarkable. And you just imagine that all of those people have done that in this building, and there's something about a bunch of artists in an old town hall which I think somehow you don't kind of belong. You don't belong in this building, and I think that there's something in that, that if you'd had a kind of perfectly equipped, beautiful studio theatre in the middle of Westminster for the last 25 years, somehow I just don't think that the same kind of eclectic programme and remarkable array of people would have emerged. It's because we're in this funny, crusty, old, sort of faintly awkward Victorian town hall, and we don't kind of belong here, and so it's created this enormous kind of creative energy.
And I mean, I suppose people might say, you've brilliantly put the case in a sense for staying put. Is there part of you, or in a sense, I suppose it's always the case, isn't it, with any kind of collection, any gaggle of artists, that they can move, they're peripatetic people. So in a sense, you could call the local council's bluff. BAC could be recreated somewhere else, couldn't it? Or could it not? Do you think there is an absolute, if this is kind of all or nothing, if it doesn't get the support it needs here, then what would be lost would be, you know, in a sense, that collective. It just wouldn't happen anywhere else. Couldn't move.
I think BAC is now bigger and stronger than its location, and that is possible to consider. But I think that it's strongest in its current position and its current location. Its roots here now are powerful and strong, and you've got artists like, you know, Toby Jones, who's currently starring in Infamous, you know, who's developed projects on Lavender Hill, walking up and down Lavender Hill, talking to local people about their stories of living on Lavender Hill and researching that and understanding sort of stories much more closely and much more intimately by being rooted in a local community. And I think that, yeah, the concoction of artists sort of being and living here and the local community embracing BAC, since Jude started it with very much a sort of strong, rooted community focus. Yeah, I think we're strongest here.
What's extraordinary about the place is that you do feel there's a kind of colony, in effect, you know, that people are, in a sense, probably putting other better, more lucrative career paths on hold in order to get work done, to build it up, to experiment, to play and do things that they can't do anywhere else. But is there a, I mean, has, do you think it's been, in terms of perception, it's difficult sometimes to maintain the both the kind of come on in factor to artists and at the same time the come on in factor to the public who may not know much about development work or what work in progress might entail and so forth? I mean, I suppose is there a kind of a point of departure here for the BAC to re-express what it is it's doing, I suppose. I mean, and it's a difficult question to ask, but I suppose that's one of those things that you wonder, what is it that, why would anyone be unaware of what the BAC does and how valuable it is? And I suppose, is it asking questions in the organisation as to how you present what you do in a public-friendly way, I suppose?
Yes, it is. Although I'd say that we were very much sort of on a journey to do that before this happened, and it would have been much easier if it hadn't. I hear what you're saying, and I think that there are valuable ideas in there. I think the key thing for us is to try and one of the things that I've always believed, ever since I remember Todd Morris and first came to this building, that actually many of the artists that are presenting really experimental, really risk-taking, exciting, innovative work, is that it is also deeply accessible. I've always had this belief that actually often sometimes the riskier and more experimental the work, maybe sometimes the less linear it is, actually the more, you know, the more accessible it possibly is. And one of the things that we've been doing over the last 2 years at BAC is exploring the building and exploring literal and physical journeys for the audience around the building, experiencing theatre not just as a kind of sit down, one show experience, walk out, go to the bar, go home, but actually to experience a number of different performances around the building by a number of different artists, we have these nights called trashy multi-art form bingo blowout nights, and those nights are where the audience pay £5 to get in the front door, and then once they're in the front door they can experience the work of all kinds of different artists all around the building, and they have a sort of freedom to roam and a freedom to explore. Now this building lends itself fantastically to that kind of work, because it's not a sort of chrome glass vile lottery monstrosity. It's a really fantastic, exciting, kind of scary place where actually you can lose yourself in it. And actually I often find that the journey of walking around this building is the kind of journey that you want to have in a piece of theatre, where you kind of find yourself at moments where you're kind of totally disorientated and you don't know where on earth you are, who you are, what you're doing. So we've been exploring precisely what you're saying, a way of trying to kind of make more accessible some of the I'll turn this around and say it another way. If we as BAC present an artist doing a highly experimental piece of one-hour theatre in a black box studio, the audience go in and sit down on the opposite side of the room, and they sit down, don't know what they're going to watch, and then they sit down and watch it, and then within 5 minutes they are gagging to leave and they can't leave. Those are kind of the moments that sometimes scar, I think, audiences for life, and they'll just never, ever come back. So what we've been doing in exploring the building and alternative ways for audiences to come across artists who are taking those kinds of risks is by playing with the building. And we've been working also with an architect recently to look at how we do that and how we play with spaces. So it's something that we've kind of been doing over the last 2 years, and I'm set on continuing to do, because I think that if we can continue to develop that, as I feel as a new form of work, as a new form of expression, and certainly a new form of relationship between artists and audience, then this office, for example, will stop being an office and will start being a theatre space in the evening, and then in the daytime it might be an office again.
I suppose to kind of extend it, I mean, I think that's a really interesting insight into your thinking about the place. And I think the argument one might put is there a level of resistance at a local council level to the idea that the BAC is primarily, I'm not going to say wholly, but primarily kind of experiment driven. And I think clearly within the London ecology, London theatre ecology, that's immensely valuable. I mean, it's clearly, this is the place that artists of a certain bent kind of gravitate towards. But does that, I mean, in a sense, are you in a sense battling against age old conceptions as to what a theatre should be? And because you're led by what one, I suppose, calls these days visual theatre, that there's just a whole tranche of potential theatre goers who think this is not for them, this is not their place. I mean, I don't know whether that's in a sense something that's inevitable with this kind of work, and you're just, you know, you're finding the work you want to do and finding the audiences for that work, or do you think in a way your program is actually much more eclectic than that, and so forth, you can't really just talk about, you know, the kind of theatre that you'd see at other venues versus the kind of work you'd see here?
Yeah, I mean, two things I'd say. One is I just don't buy that, in that I think that I'll give you an example. We have a couple here called Joan and Peter who are both probably in their 60s. They live locally. They're not what you would imagine theatre goers look like, and they see probably about 60% of the work here. And they see they see straight plays alongside really radical experimental pieces of performance art, and they swallow all of it. And they respond to all of it, and because they know that the relationship here between artists and audience is alive, they can also go and speak to people really directly and say what they think. So I think that one of the things that we've been trying to do over the last 2 years is embrace that and actually allow more and more Joan and Peter to come in the building, so that actually that dialogue's really alive. And the other thing that I was saying is that that's where for us we don't have an education program here, because I think theatre and education is a sort of weird sort of kind of mix. We have what we call a participation program, and many of the artists who I guess that you're sort of talking about, who are pushing at boundaries and working in an experimental form, are also working in our schools program, which, you know, touches 3,500 children every year, and those artists are experimenting in a kind of workshop setting with those young people and developing new children's theatre. And some of that work is quite experimental and quite edgy, but I just don't buy the gap. I think that that's one of the unique things about BAC, is that actually it doesn't it doesn't get worried about the fact that, oh my God, we're making this kind of work and then we need to kind of reach out to our community and make a different kind of work. I think that's kind of maybe one of the unique and radical things about it, is that actually it's not patronizing like that. It actually is working with its local community in a way that it works with people who come into the theatre from right across London.
And if you feel impassioned about this, clearly there are blogs to contribute to and so forth, but what practically would you recommend people do if they feel that this cannot be allowed to happen?
Well, I mean, what a lot of people have told us that they're doing, which is fantastic, certainly people locally have told us that they're getting in touch with Wandsworth, and if they live in Wandsworth and they, you know, feel that BAC is a you know, as valued and important part of the borough, then people tell us that they're writing to local councillors, and we've even been copied into letters, and they've just been fantastic. You know, people's stories, personal stories of this building over the last 25 years and what it's meant to them, what it's meant to their family, what it's meant to their business. Those kinds of stories, I think, are very powerful and potent. So I think that that's happening a great deal, which is terrific. I think, you know, people from outside the borough finding other ways to express their thoughts and opinions. Some have been writing to the council, and some have been writing to their MP.
Are there particular people that you should email, or is it a general address that you pick off the website for the council? I mean, are there one or two people that particularly need letters?
Well, I understand that the council have on their website a page which, you know, explains who all the councillors are, so that you can just type your postcode in. And I know there's that fantastic website, isn't there, www.writetothem.org, which I think anyone can use. So if you're campaigning on something in Scotland, you just type your postcode in and it tells you who you're writing to. So that's probably the simplest thing for people to do.
David Jobb, thanks very much and good luck with it all.
Thank you very much.